With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Mississippi has been slammed by violent storms, including tornadoes that struck last night. Hundreds of buildings suffered damage, much of it in the southern part of the state. Governor Tate Reeves reports multiple tornadoes and says emergency response efforts are ongoing at this hour. Forecasters say the southeast could see more powerful storms in the coming few days. It's a legal win for the Department of Justice as it investigates allegations of election fraud in Georgia.
A judge has ruled that the federal government can keep 2020 election ballots and other materials taken by the FBI from a warehouse in Fulton County, Georgia, in late January. Fulton County is heavily Democratic and includes most of the city of Atlanta. The county argued that the seizure was unconstitutional, but U.S. District Judge J.P. Boulay said the county had not met the high legal bar that would allow him to intervene. The Justice Department has said it's investigating, quote, irregularities that occurred during the 2020 presidential election, unquote. Georgia's votes in the 2020 race were counted three times, with each affirming a win by Democrat Joe Biden. I'm Jennifer King.
As Iran considers a U.S. proposal for ending the war, President Trump says things are going quite well. He says it's in Iran's best interest to accept the plan.
We're dealing with people that want to make a deal very much, and we'll see whether or not they can make a deal that's satisfactory to us. We have it very much under control.
Mr. Trump says Tehran's already agreed to end its drive for nuclear weapons. Yesterday, the U.S. fired on an Iranian tanker. It was trying to break an American blockade of Iranian ports. President Trump says bombs could fall again if Iran does not agree to a deal. On Wall Street this morning, so far, stock futures have been slightly higher. Right now, though, they're mixed. The Nasdaq futures are now down 9 points, but the Dow futures 91 points higher. This is SRN News. Some new findings on Generation Z.
They come from the Cultural Research Institute at Arizona Christian University, and they indicate that America's youngest adults are reading the Bible more these days, and more of them are calling themselves Christians. However, a lot of their beliefs are not particularly Christian, including the feeling that biblical marriage is simply one of many acceptable options, not a mandate from God. The CRI says Gen Z is spiritually open, but far from orthodox. Michael Harrington reporting.
Southern Baptist membership sank last year to its lowest level since 1973, but the nation's largest Protestant denomination saw increases in worship attendance and baptisms. Membership fell by 3% to 12.3 million, continuing a nearly two-decade decline. At the same time, weekly attendance was up by nearly 4% to 4.5 million. The number of baptisms up 5% to more than 250,000. This is SRN News. New details have emerged in the arrest of a suspect involved in a recent shooting near the White House complex.
According to a court filing, a man accused of firing a gun at law enforcement officers near the Washington Monument this week was following the path of Vice President J.D. Vance's motorcade before the shooting. A sworn statement from a Secret Service agent also says the suspect made a vulgar remark about the White House after the confrontation. No details yet as to whether the suspect, Michael Marks, had a particular target. He's charged with assaulting officers with a dangerous weapon, discharging a firearm during a violent crime, and being a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Chief Justice John Roberts defending what he suggests is the impartiality of the Supreme Court, telling a judicial conference that the justices are not political actors. More details, SRNNews.com.